If you could choose your last meal, what would it be? Why do convicted criminals even get a last meal? And what are the strangest last meals death row inmates have requested?
Are we alone?
Why do we hiccup? How does brain freeze work?
You are listening to Pillcast, where questions are answered.
Please be sure to check out the website at pillcast.wordpress.com. Also, follow me on Twitter at pillcast, where you can submit a question using hashtag AskPillcast. You can also listen to Pillcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Podomatic. All of the links are on the website, and don't forget to rate, star, and comment. So, as you all can tell, or if you're new to the podcast, which I guess that everybody is new to the podcast, considering this is the third episode. I have actually changed the intro, and it's because on my Twitter account, I got a message from a woman in Chicago asking me a question, which I was actually really surprised, because I didn't tell anybody that I had a Twitter. It's not on my my blog or really anything. I think that the only thing that it is on my Podomatic, so maybe she found me that way. But anyway, if she didn't, then she hunted me down, which is awesome, I guess. Yay, podcast stalker. Anyway, so I thought that because she asked me this question, I would incorporate it within the show that I do. So if you've got yourself a question or just want to ask something completely random to try and trip me up, you know what, go right ahead. Because I'm not a genius. Nor do I know everything. I just like to learn. And I really just like to learn really anything and everything. So you may have something that interests you that you want to learn. And in turn, it may interest me as well. I'm guessing for, you know, a good little while, because not a lot of people are listening to this. I don't think that they are. Well, my numbers don't show that they are. Anyway, I'm not going to get a lot of questions, and so I can probably answer every single question within, you know, individual podcasts. I don't know if, you know, later down the road I'm going to get a whole bunch. I'm hoping that I do. I don't know if I'm going to be able to answer every single one of them, but I'll find some way to answer all your questions. If I can, if it's feasible. I don't want to be, like, sitting here 24 hours a day. Well, I already do, but that means that I have no more time left to really do anything else because I'm, you know, sitting behind my computer 24 hours a day to, you know, really answer every single question, but I'll try. And that's all that I can really promise you. So if you have a question, go to Twitter, find me on Twitter at Pillcast, and use the hashtag AskPillcast. And like I said, I'll do my best to really answer your question. Now, as I said before, the lady in Chicago, Nancy Morgan, she direct messaged me asking me the question, why do death row prisoners get a last meal? And of course, the very first question has to be a bit morbid, but I do appreciate the question nevertheless. And to be honest with you, at first, I thought that the answer was going to be quite simple. And I was kind of right. I really was. But I thought that it was going to be more of a, you know, people want to feel some sort of humanity killing a person legally. Because they went and, you know, did something illegally. Either if they're like rapists, murderers, whatever have you. They got caught doing it illegally. And now, you know, we can do it legally. Although I don't really think that with lethal injection, nobody really is responsible for it. I believe that it is a machine that is just timed to do it. But then you've got, you know, the people that put the chemicals in there, into the machine. They programmed the machine. You know, they built it. Those are the people that are responsible, I suppose. Anyway, you know, that may be all true with the whole humanity thing, but what I found was interesting is that nobody really understands the origin of the last meal, you know, giving the condemned their last meal. The only thing that I could actually find is that historians predict that the practice dates as far back as ancient Greece and Roman times. And others say that it stems from a biblical verse where Isaiah says, "Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow I die." Now, if people don't know an answer to a question, they will always find something in the Bible. So I may just dismiss that. But it may be true. I'm really not too sure, and nobody really else knows if it's true. But the one thing that historical records have shown to be true is that in pre-modern European times, it was believed to be an act that would be like an unspoken truce for the executioner, the judge, and the witnesses. This truce was supposed to prevent the condemned from returning as a ghost and to like haunt them. And a lot of the times, what they did is they offered them or they gave them the best food, the best drink, and this was to better ensure the truce. Which, I mean, hey, if you're a pre-modern European and afraid of ghosts, then I guess, you know, that it makes sense. Although now, in the European countries, it is all but abolished, the whole death penalty thing, and so the last meals are out the window as well. Except for one country. The only European country to still have the death penalty is Belarus. And in 2012, Latvia became the last European member to abolish capital punishment. So it's quite recent. I don't know about all the other countries, but Latvia is definitely quite recent. So the answer of your question, Nancy, is quite short, and I'm sorry. But the tradition of the last meal may be actually coming to an end as well in the United States. Well, it at least it has ended for Texas. Those inhuman souls suckers. Which is not surprising, because I can just basically see them saying, you know what, just kill them all, don't give them anything, just kill them. But the reason why they actually did this is because after the execution of Lawrence Russell Brewer, he was the murderer of James Byrd Jr. in the 90s. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but that was absolutely horrific. But after his execution, they terminated the tradition of allowing inmates to request their last meals because douchebag Brewer had to ruin it for everyone, ordering a huge amount of food. Oh my goodness. Okay, get this. And I might rattle it off pretty quickly, but he had 2 chicken fried steaks smothered in gravy with sliced onions, a triple bacon cheeseburger, a cheese omelet, a large bowl of fried okra with ketchup, 3 fajitas, a pizza, a pint of Bluebell ice cream, a pound of barbecue meat, a slab of peanut butter fudge with crushed peanuts, and 3 root beers. Oh, all right, that was a lot to list. And get this. The douchebag didn't even eat it all. Like, didn't even take a bite of any of it. Which sent so many people in an outrage after his last meal was released. And someone sent the senator of Texas a nasty letter. So after the senator received that letter, the Texas Department of Criminal Justice got rid of the ritual. In other states, where the death penalty is still in place, the death penalty, or the last meal tradition is still there, but it has limitations. In Florida, the last meal cannot cost more than $40 and has to be purchased locally. In Oklahoma, it's basically the same, but you have a $15 limit, which I guess is better than $40. I would have to be like the fattest man in the world to even eat $40 worth of food, because I have a family, and my family is just made up of 3 people. Well, I guess that you could consider my fiance being pregnant, 4 people, but for right now, let's just go with 3 people. And I'm the person that actually cooks. So at dinner time, which is the big meal, I cook every single night. And I can cook a meal with leftovers. And I eat a lot for like $20. Why do you need an extra $20 to like eat something? That's just crazy. And what makes it even worse is that California actually takes it a step further and says, you know what? I see your $40 and I raise you $50. You know? But I guess that everything in California is like more expensive because the cost of living there is more expensive. Still, I think that if you're going to allow a murderer, rapist, and whatever else to have a last meal, the other states need to do what Pennsylvania does. In PA, death row inmates are allowed to pick from a menu of available items. Now, I have no idea if you could choose just like one thing from the menu or if it's like a real restaurant, you know, kind of situation to where you can go like, oh, I have the appetizer and, yes, I'd like this entree here. And for dessert, could I also get this? You know, or if it's just, you know, you've got blankety blank, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, choose from that. There you go. Anyway, it just makes sense. And speaking of menus, restaurants, I found a story. Yes. Found a story about a man. This man, Brian Price, who was a former death row chef, he wanted to actually open up his own restaurant. And after publishing a book about his time as the prison cook, prison chef, he actually opened up his own restaurant. I don't know if that's a restaurant that I would ever really want to go to. For one, I don't believe that a prison chef can actually be a great cook. I don't know, but I have seen the TV show Scared Straight, where they take those, like, you know, juvenile delinquents or future juvenile delinquents on a tour of sorts of a prison. And in every single episode, every single one, they have all of these future, you know, orange jumpsuit junkies eat the prisoners' food or eat what the prisoners are eating. And it never looks appetizing. Secondly, I could only imagine what the names of the food on the menu would actually be. I would hate to be the person to actually, you know, sit there and, you know, have to order from this guy's menu, because I could only imagine it would be, sir, can I take your order? Yes. I would like to have the Son of Sandwich with a Gacy Chicago dog, and the wife would actually like to have the Bundy Whole Head Frozen Salad. Okay, if you don't think that's not funny, then there's something wrong with you. But I know I shouldn't be making light of serial killers and whatnot. And I'm not making light of what they have done. I'm just making light of this guy's restaurant. So let's move on from that and get into what I teased at the top of the show. That is, if you can still remember what that was. At the top of the show, I asked what were the strangest last meals. Well, I've actually found a list here for you. Some of these are stranger than others, and some I just found interesting, like the people that really didn't even want to eat much. Actually, not even eat at all. Some of them just wanted to drink. Like, Eileen Warnos? I hope I'm saying her name right. If not, she's dead, so she won't really care. At first, she didn't even want anything, but then she just settled on having a cup of coffee, and that was it. Gerald Lee Mitchell, he got a bag of Jolly Ranchers. Absolutely loved those as a kid. Then there was Victor Figuar, who just wanted a single olive with the pit. And I guess that when you're facing your last days, some people just don't get hungry. Or what they actually try to do is they have one last act to redeem themselves so they're not burning in hell for eternity, if you believe that. Like Philip Workman tried to do. He wanted a vegetarian pizza to be given to a homeless man. Or a homeless person. Which kind of sucks, because, I mean, that's vegetarian, but hey. I don't know, if I'm homeless, I want a Meat Lovers. That's what I would want. But they did deny his request, and when they released this publicly of what he wanted to do, I guess that there were, you know, several decent people, in a last-ditch effort to, you know, really make his wishes come true, they donated pizzas to shelters, and several homeless shelters reported receiving pizzas. So, that's absolutely wonderful, and, you know, good on those people, but did they really need an excuse, especially from someone that's on death row, to do this in the first place? I mean, you would think that if you had the money to actually do it, then why not just do it in the first place? Anyway, Ricky Ray Rector didn't have that unusual of last meal. He ordered a steak, fried chicken, and cherry Kool-Aid with a pecan pie. But what I found interesting was that Ricky, when he didn't actually finish all of his meal, leaving his pecan pie, and asked if he was actually going to finish it, he replied that he was going to save it for later. Oh, Ricky. You're a crazy one. And if Ricky wasn't crazy enough, you have James Edward Smith. Now, I don't know if he wanted to be funny, or if he was just being a crazy psychopath, but he asked for a lump of dirt. So, let's go with the latter on that one, and say that he was a crazy psychopath. Now, of course, his request was denied, and he settled for a cup of yogurt. Oh, my. Crazy psychopaths. Now, for those that weren't all that hungry, to those that were seemingly very, very hungry. And I'm going to go through this pretty quickly, because some of these people, they really ordered a lot. Like, you've got Thomas J. Grasso. He wanted steamed clams and mussels, a Burger King double cheeseburger, barbecue spare ribs, two strawberry milkshakes, and half a pumpkin pie with a can of SpaghettiOs. He did say that in his last words that he didn't get his SpaghettiOs, and he wants people to know that he didn't get his SpaghettiOs. Instead, he got spaghetti and meatballs. Well, who really cares? Gary Carl Simmons Jr. got a Pizza Hut Super Supreme deep dish pizza and a regular pizza with cheese, sausage, olives, peppers, Parmesan cheese, ranch dressing, nacho cheese Doritos, jalapeno nacho cheese, jalapeno peppers, two strawberry milkshakes, two cherry Cokes, McDonald's fries, and a strawberry ice cream. Whew. That's a mouthful right there. And I'm noticing a trend here. I didn't notice it before, but both of them wanted strawberry milkshakes. Strawberry milkshakes are popular among death row inmates. Fun fact. I have no idea if that's true. But it with these two individuals, it seems true. And lastly, we have Jeffrey Dillingham, who had not only a large order, but a lot of the food that he wanted just didn't even make a good combination with each other. He wanted a triple cheeseburger with no mayo, a pound of fries, lasagna, garlic bread, macaroni cheese, three cinnamon rolls, a half pound of nacho cheese, five eggs to wash it all down with. He wanted eight pints of milkshake. Milkshakes. You know what? I'm gonna change that fun fact. Milkshakes are popular among prison inmates on death row. for the last meals. That's a fun fact. That one's true. 100% true. In 3 cases that I found. Alright, well, I guess that's all that I have for you, Nancy, and thank you again for submitting your question. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of PillCast. If you have a question that just needs to be answered, please tweet me at PillCast using the hashtag AskPillCast. Also, don't forget that you can listen to all of your PillCast episodes on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Podomatic.